Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC for Monday, August 19th, 2013. Let's crowdsource the front page. It's a day when CNN and NBC are trying to figure out if it's worth it to produce Hillary Clinton shows and lose Republican primary debates. It's a day when the United States can't figure out whether military aid to Egypt is in our national interest or just helps the government thugs. It's a day when Dante de Blasio remains the biggest star of the Democratic mayoral campaign, and a second commercial featuring him is rolled out by his dad. It's a day when we learn that bike lanes aren't so controversial after all, as a New York Times poll finds about two-thirds of New Yorkers approve. It's a day when A-Rod became one of the Yankees again after a Red Sox pitcher purposely hit him with a pitch. We'll see how long that lasts. Now, listeners, help me out. It's a day when what? It's a day when what? Join our Day When Choir, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Let's crowdsource the front page. It's a day when Glenn Greenwald's partner is now free after 9 hours of detention at London's Heathrow Airport. And he didn't even write the Snowden stories, but he did help the guy who did. It's a day when The Post, The Daily News, and The New York Times, as we discussed last hour, have now all endorsed Scott Stringer over Elliot Spitzer in the race for New York City comptroller. Christopher tweeted, "It's a day when the number one train is messed up again." Tweet at Brian Lehrer, "It's a day when what?" So you get the idea, people. The idea of this experiment is not just for me to say what kind of day it is in the news, but for you to say so too. It's a day when what? 212-433-WNYC to do it on the air, 212-433-9692. Because the Brian Lehrer Show isn't just about how I read the news or my producers read the news. It's about how all of us read the news. And we have the smartest, most informed, most diverse crowd in the history of crowdsourcing. So let's crowdsource the front page. The idea is for you to call up and complete the sentence, "Today is a day when what?" 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Michael in Plainview. Hi, Michael. It's a day when what?
I don't believe Egypt's going to go through civil war today, and I have my reason for it.
It's a day when Egypt is not headed for civil war. Why do you think?
Because I believe majority of people wants to change. Morsi is an Ayatollah with a tie, and we have the same problem in Iran after 30 years, letting them to take over, and now we're going to see the same thing again going to happen in Egypt. And people do not want it. And
Michael, thank you very much. How about any other immigrants following the news from your country of origin? It's a day when what? Tell the rest of us, 212-433-9692. For example, I noticed it's a day when the leader of a Mexican drug cartel was detained near the Texas border. The AP says it's the same old military drug war strategy by the new Mexican president who had promised a new approach. It's a day when UN weapons inspectors are setting out in Damascus to determine if Syria is engaging in chemical warfare. It's a day when Scotland Yard is reportedly investigating some kind of new evidence in the 1997 death of Princess Diana. Murder theories about the fatal car crash have never gone away, you know. So how about it, immigrants? Join our Day When Choir with the news you're following from your home country that the rest of us may not know about. It's a day when what? 212-433-9692. And how about close to home? Maybe some news from your neighborhood, your town, or right on your block. It's a day when Corona Queens and Tremont in the Bronx are bracing for the loss of their immunization clinics at the end of the month, according to the Daily News, two of just three immunization clinics that remain in the city. Irene in Manhattan, it's a day when what?
It's a day when Life Worth in Later Years is getting out literature to let New York State know that the New York State Assembly passed a resolution declaring October 1st Love and Elder Day, and we're going to help celebrate it in New York and get the word out to everyone October 1st is the day that the United Nations celebrates, the day to honor older persons. So
what do you want people to do on October 1st?
Introduce themselves to an elderly person, a neighbor, and ask them if they need some help. Go to the Lilly website, lifeforthinlateryears.org, and see what list of things that they could do, including give a sermon, give a class activity, give a luncheon for seniors. People can go to their organizations, their families, their churches, their schools, and create events for seniors like we're going to be doing in Morningside Heights.
Irene, thank you so much. That'll be a day when you love your elders on October 1st. Jay in Rockland County, it's a day when what?
It's a day when lots of families are shopping for back to school, and I don't think that a lot of students or parents realize what's waiting for them when school starts this year because of the changes that have been slipped in, particularly third-party curriculum that are going to be supplied by Scholastic and Pearson for math and ELA
in middle school. Part of the Common Core?
Well, yeah, the Common Core is like a bigger umbrella, but in my school, they just announced to the teachers very quietly on the last day of school last year that math and ELA curriculum is going to be completely provided by third-party vendors, and that includes what books are going to be read and really takes all the choice away from the individual classroom teacher.
Jay, thank you very much. Asher in Woodmere, it's a day when what?
Thank you, Brian, for taking my call. It's the day that the Hellenic Parliament again will not pass the recommended legislation to be part of the European Union against racism and against Holocaust denial. Can you imagine there are 18 deputies in the 300-member unicameral parliament who are neo-Nazis, and they are... they deny the Holocaust.
This is in Greece, Asher?
In Greece, that's right. Today, as we talk.
Asher, thank you very much. Let's go to Paul in Brooklyn. Paul, it's a day when what?
The Jamaican athletes dominated the World Games in Moscow.
What'd they win?
The 400 meters and the 100 meters, Usain Bolt and Shelly-Ann Fraser.
Thank you. And while we're on the sports page, Bill in Brooklyn, it's a day when what?
It's a day when I'm embarrassed, even though I'm a Red Sox fan, by Ryan Dempster's plunking of A-Rod last night.
Yeah, that was pretty bad. Thanks for being big about it. I hope Yankee fans are big about it when their team does stuff like everything else A-Rod ever did. And since we're talking about the Red Sox, then you have to acknowledge Sweet Caroline, right, which they sing every day. So yes. Caroline in Point Pleasant, it's a day when what?
Hi, Brian. I know that there's a lot of bad news, so I just wanted to share some happy news. It's the day when my father, Sam, turned 75 and we're celebrating. So thanks for the listening, and I love your show.
Thank you. Happy birthday, Sam. Barbara in Flushing, it's a day when what?
It's a day when I become a stern supporter of Elliot Spitzer. As long as the New York Times and those big papers who are also involved with Wall Street and all the big money is supporting Stringer, I have determined that I will go out there and work for Elliot Spitzer.
Barbara, a contrarian to the editorial pages. 212-433-WNYC. Join our Day When choir. It's a day when what, folks, if you've been following the news? 212-433-9692 or tweet at Brian Lehrer. We're using that hashtag, a day when, and Michael tweets at us that it's a day when Area 51 graduates from open secret to former secret. Matthew tweets, it's a day when U.S. and allies continue attempted intimidation of real journalists. It's a day when I learned from one of our Twitter followers. Oh, I have to say before that it's a day when I learned on Gothamist that an Upper West Side luxury condo with some affordable housing units will make the subsidized residents use a separate entrance. We will do a separate segment on that this week. And today when I learned from one of our Twitter followers via Brownstoner that a building in Greenpoint might do the same thing. So what's the news from your neighborhood? Let's crowdsource the front page. It's a day when what? 212-433-WNYC or a day when what? Anywhere around the world. Pawan in Edison. It's a day when what?
Hi. It's a day when 37 people got killed in India while crossing the railway track when they got hit by express train.
37 people on the tracks at the same time?
Yeah, they were part of the pilgrimage visiting a very famous temple. And according to the government, it's 28 people, but current news says 37.
Terrible tragedy. Thank you very much. Larry in Plainview, it's a day when what?
It is a day when voters in the town of Oyster Bay are utterly bewildered how to vote in tomorrow's land sale referendum, and that includes myself.
What's at stake?
There is a piece of property that is owned by the town of Oyster Bay that is adjacent to another piece of property that is owned by Taubman Development. They want to build a mall there. Neighbors really don't want to have a mall there. The adjacent property that is up for sale is owned by the town of Oyster Bay. They are selling it to a rival, or they want to sell it to a rival mall developer. One of the mall developers has put it, forced a referendum to get voters to vote on whether to sell this land in this particular deal. Nobody knows how to vote or really what this is all about. There's arguments that say selling the land will stop the mall. There are arguments that say selling the land will not stop the mall. Some people want to stop the mall. Some people don't want to stop the mall. Most people don't care. And we're being asked to vote, and we really don't know what the ramifications are.
And now more people care, thanks to your phone call, Larry in Plainview. It's a day when one of the most emailed New York Times articles is Mark Bittman's column called Not All Industrial Food is Evil. It's a day when the highest scoring political story on Reddit is about a police SWAT team destroying an organic farm in Arlington, Texas that they raided looking for marijuana. No marijuana found. Lots of sunflowers, potatoes, and okra whacked away, according to Alternet and the Huffington Post. Chris in Forest Hills, it's a day when what?
It's a day when the Taiwanese people demand major change from their government.
What kind of change?
Well, over the last couple of weeks, there's been a wave of demonstrations, peaceful demonstrations in Taiwan, and that's really been underreported, I think. I mean, the biggest one had around, I think, estimated 250,000 people right in front of the square. That's, the equivalent of what we have as the White House here. And over the current administration has broken many promises, and just over the last 5 years under the current administration in Taiwan, Taiwan has been losing its economic and technological edge in the region, and people are really just fed up. And also, I think that the entire wave of demonstration stemmed from a death of a soldier in the Taiwanese military.
Chris, thanks for hipping us to all of that. And finally, the last word from David in Manhattan. David, it's a day when what?
It's a day when the municipal government of Woodstock, New York, is carbon neutral by planting trees in India.
How does that make Woodstock carbon neutral?
Sorry, can you say again?
How does that make Woodstock carbon neutral if they planted some trees in India?
Because the citizens contributed $190, which at 14 cents a piece bought 1,357 trees, and those trees will remove from the atmosphere 1,357,000 pounds of carbon dioxide over their lifetimes, and that exactly offsets the Woodstock municipal government's carbon footprint of 615 metric tons as reported in 2012.
Bingo. David, thank you very much. And there we've done it, folks. We have crowdsourced the front page. That is the news of August 19th, 2013, according to you. That was great. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, three short takes from the frontiers of science. Rebecca Skloot on Henrietta Lacks' famous cervical cancer cells. Why are dolphins dying at such a rate in New York and New Jersey? And was Einstein wrong about black holes? Stay with us.